W8CMN, repeater Flint. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, cloudy, 35 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, cloudy, 34 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Cloudy, 35 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Cloudy, 35 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Cloudy, 34 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 33 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy, 32 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint.
Yeah, fairly well.
W8CMN, repeater Flint.
Yeah, fairly well.
Good evening, 2000 hours, cloudy, 34 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint.
Copy that, I can confirm. K-E-8-L-A-X. Oh, wrong radio. Anyway, I can confirm. Thanks, Tim.
Yeah, copy that, Dean. You have a good one. N-A-W-R-O, clear.
K-E-8-L-A-X, clear.
W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees.
K8OAX, monitoring.
W8CMN, repeater Flint. Mud duck out here.
K-E-8-L-A-X mobile.
K-V-A-Q-O.
I think I got K-V-A-Q-O. This is K-E-8-L-A-X. How are you doing today, sir?
Yes. Standing by on a handheld out here in Hemlock.
Well, that handheld sounds really good. I'm currently in Lenox Township, coming in on the Mount Clemens machine. The name here is Dean.
Well, that's pretty impressive. I'm going to have to put that on the map and check you out.
Yeah, copy that. We're southeastern Michigan. I'm probably about, I don't know, maybe 5 to 10 minutes from Lake St. Clair.
We're on Saginaw repeater. I'm in western Saginaw County.
Copy Saginaw County. That's it's a nice little trip. I definitely love this this linked network. UHF, VHF, and on the DMR side. It's just an absolute great network. I love being able to jump in low power and be able to talk all over the state. It's amazing. KE8LAX, back over to you.
KB8QO, over now.
This is good afternoon. This sounds good. Our radio sector is easy by single field.
FJH, this is KE8LAX. You're in there, but you're still kind of down in the weeds. I was able to pick you out of there, though. Very, very hard copy, but I do have you. Go ahead.
I think we were talking earlier today, but yeah, I'm on Wi-Fi, but I'm crazy. I got Wi-Fi. I'm not so sure in the 30 feet.
copy back at your dad's. Yeah, you're definitely having a harder time getting in. Is there another machine closer to you, like the double nickel or one of the FBI machines that you might have in your radio?
I don't know. I'm not really sure if I have any of those. Are they supposed to be my settings or something like that? Actually.
W8CMN, repeater Flint.
Just by curiosity, do you have the repeater book app on your phone?
Negative, I do not. That's you.
So, two things. Download that app. Download repeater book. It's also a website, but download that app, and it'll use GPS on your phone to find all the local repeaters around you, and then their frequencies, offsets, and PL tones, and you can kind of see what's around you, and it'll actually tell you how far in distance it is from you. Also, I noticed that it sounds like you have some form of weird Roger beep or squelch tail on the end of your transmit. I don't know what happened. I didn't hear that earlier.
The only reason why you're hearing that tone after I got off the transmit is because I'm on a different radio. I'm transmitting on the Baofeng UB32 instead of my Baofeng DSSA-HD Pro. So I'm on a different radio. It's got a little bit higher output power, and it works a little different, so but that's what it is.
Okay, well, if at all possible, turn that off. When we're talking on repeaters, we generally like to keep Roger beeps and if we can eliminate tails, we try to eliminate tails as well. It's probably in your settings. I just particularly haven't heard that tone yet out of a Chinese radio. But yeah, if it's at all possible, that's something that people will say something about. So just a little bit of a heads up.
Okay, thank you for letting me know. I'm going to go in my settings real quick and change it, and then you can tell me if it's better or not. But stand by for I'll be monitoring for just a minute. So I'll be back. I better change it in my settings.
Copy that. KE8LAX standing by.
Okay, this is KS8SK8. Are you hearing any more Roger beeps when I let out the ECG button?
Nope, that's perfect. Thank you. Like I said, I don't personally mind, but in my experience when talking on repeaters, people don't necessarily like it. And I don't think it's really necessary. Especially because it's not a simplex contact. So the repeater usually IDs or has a tail squelch that kind of tells you that it's dropped out. So it's not necessarily necessary for repeater use, but it is gone, I can confirm.
Okay, that's good. I don't know why, but it was already set like that. I never put that tone on there, but it's totally set there. And so when I'm going to open up the Roger beep menu, it's selected on tone card menu. It says it's only aware of that it looks like it's set in the system. And it's just a regular Roger beep. I switched it. I'm going to be
Yeah, I copy that. As you get into different radios, you know, sometimes settings will be turned on from factory that you don't really realize. Which is it's no big deal. You know, you're fresh into it and you're learning. But repeater book, definitely get repeater book. And also, if I think I heard you correct, you're using a UV32. Go in your settings and see if you can find mic gain and bump it up one or two. That might pull your audio out of the weeds a little bit. It's a weak signal, but we might be able to pull your audio up a little bit. Your other radio, the audio was good when you were when you got into the repeater good. This radio seems a little bit quiet, and I think the UV32 has a microphone gain setting.
Are you talking about the strut? You know what I'm talking about, the strut? That's probably the first setting in your radio. So are you going to be able to bump that up to the other? That's you.
No. The squelch, obviously I'm not near you, so I couldn't tell you where to set the squelch. But there should be a microphone or mic MIC gain. And what that'll do is it'll make the microphone a little bit more sensitive to your voice and bring your audio up just a little bit.
Okay, I guess in my settings, real quick, I'll be monitoring it. Okay, that's good. Okay, this is
I'm researching that radio right now. I know that the DM32 has a mic gain setting. I'm making sure that the UV32 has it. Stand by. I'm doing just a couple seconds of research here.
Okay, since I'll be
KF8FJH, KF8FJH, this is KE8LAX.
This is KF8FJH, go ahead.
So I looked it up and they're saying that there is no setting from the front face of the radio. You have to go into the CPS software, the programming software, and adjust mic gain from there. So nothing that has to be done this evening. It was just a friendly suggestion. KE8LAX.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good there. So let's see. Let's just go on to what happens. I gotta go to the
I caught enough of that. If you have an app, which is probably OD Master, if you have an app, you should be able to adjust mic gain in there. Because those Bluetooth programmable radios generally have all of their features capable of being done on the phone. So if that's an option, definitely an option. But I've just gotten to my destination, so I'm going to say 7.3s, and if you can, download yourself repeater book and take a peek at that, familiarize yourself with it. It's a really good tool, especially being new. That was a huge help for me when I got my ticket, and it's exceedingly helpful when you're traveling. Like if you go up north or something somewhere, you can just pull up that app and it'll tell you everything that's around you. So you can use your radio up there if you don't program it before you go on a trip. So I really like it.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. I'll call you up good night. I'm going to call 7:30 a day because I'm going to go to bed and get my everything through tomorrow. So, yeah, this is KFA-SKH-99-73.
K-E-8-L-A-X, clear.
W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint.